So again, the story that you're getting it wrong or it means something's wrong, let that go. That just like distracts you. Just let that go. You know, I'm consistently teaching what everything you're looking for is not in your past. You've explored your past. You know everything about your past. You already know all the weaknesses. You know all the stories, all the sadness, all that you wish was different, all the things you would have preferred to be different. There's nothing back there that's going to give you what you want today. Just start playing from where you are, right where you are. And if you really think, and I'm pretty sure it's true for everybody in the room, if you really think in your lifetime how much you've changed compared to, say, your parents before you, or to a lot of people you know, it's impressive. It used to take us many lifetimes to do this much work. We're going so fast. And if you could align to the amazement, to the power of that, you could quantum leap. You could ask questions and get answers. And it would never be like, oh, one more layer to the darn onion. It would be like, oh, look where I get to try and play next. Wouldn't that feel better? Right? And so it all boils down to, we always want things as humans because, does anybody know the answer to this? Because
we're human.
We think it'll feel good. It's the only reason you ever want anything. You think it's going to feel better than right now. Right? So literally, you can skip that whole got to have that to feel better and start practicing feeling better right where you are. That's it. And so the way I would say that is, wow. Now I get to find out who I am in this situation with a son in prison and grandbabies without a daddy. I get to see how I show up. You feel how that kind of pulls you back into your resonance, not his, and not everybody else, what they're projecting. So, you know, I love Abraham's work. And I'm listening, and Abraham's talking to a man whose wife didn't come, but she struggled with weight her entire life. She's lost, you know, hundreds of pounds and gained back and lost. I mean, so over her lifetime, she's lost literally hundreds and hundreds of pounds. But it's always a struggle. And so Abraham was saying, well, it's really difficult because it's not only her vibration of how she feels and what she's projecting. She's also, every time she's guessing what other people are thinking about her size, she's creating even frequency beyond her own self. And some people are thinking it and some aren't. But in her mind, everybody's thinking it. So you see how that just stockpiles? But really, that happens to all of us. I mean, most people don't enjoy rainy weather. You're tuning into that frequency. You know how when the hurricanes are coming and everybody's like freaking out and then the hurricane shifts dramatically and then everybody's mad at the weather people? And I'm like, really? Yeah, scared us all. Everybody started praying. Some people prayed right, and it moved. Why are you going to complain about that? That's what happens. So, it, you know, it's just a matter of, wouldn't you like to learn to play at a whole different level? Haven't you done a good job already getting yourself here?
Yes. A little late, but yes.
According to who?
Exactly.
According to which rule?
Exactly.
Because especially as a woman, there's no time in American history that we've had it so good at all. Think about it. At any age, we can dress however we want. We can go back to school. We can buy property. We can sell property. We can own a business, sell a business. That's never, you know, 50 years ago. Yep, nope, couldn't do all that. It's amazing. So not fast enough according to which reality, right? But again, your goal is, how good can I feel? And I think I said this last week, maybe. They know this scientifically over and over and over. You can teach a child, you can teach an animal, you can train a spouse. Sorry, that one slipped. through positive recognition and positive reinforcement. Well, hello, it works on you too. It works on you for yourself. The more you uplift yourself, the more you believe in yourself, the more you honor what you're getting right, the more you get more of that. And the more you think you're too slow, you get more of that. You don't really want more of that. That doesn't feel good. And whether you think it's too slow or too fast or not enough or too much or not at the right timing, doesn't really change the reality. Right? Make sense? Yes.
Do you remember your thought that followed your sentence, the only reason we want anything is because we think it will feel good?
And so skip the wanting and just feel good right where you are. That's the only game in town. How good can you feel? And I promise you, we didn't end up with no rain because I felt bad. Vibration doesn't work that way. So when somebody creates anything, a tape recorder, do you think they create new technology? Well, that's new to me, but it's digital, there's no tape, it's really amazing. But when somebody decided that we don't need tape anymore, that the little machine was going to do it, and you're going to plug it in a computer, and you can edit it, and it can be an MP3 or a WAV file or whatever. Do you think they spent a massive amount of hours saying, it can't be done, we'll never do it, this is boring, this sucks, I'm too slow, I'm too stupid, it's not going to work? Or do you think they just stay focused? I really believe this can happen. I'm going to find out how to make this work. It is so cool to create this. People are going to love this. I'm going to love that I created this. Do you feel the difference? Mm-hmm. Well, how you create success in anything is how you create success in everything. Mm-hmm. So the way Abraham says that, this was a really good one too. They said, well, when Esther and Jerry are driving from, I forget where they said, Arizona to somewhere. So anyway, so if you were going to drive from Houston to San Antonio, you'd set your GPS and you would know if you just stay the course, you're going to get there, right? That would be easy. Well, if you could learn how to play with vibration that way and stay the course, stay focused like the person making the recorder, I know I'm not going to quit till I figure it out. I don't know how long it'll take. And driving to San Antonio, you don't know. Once it took us way long because there was a car wreck and we got stuck. And you know, on I-10, they put that little wire up. You can't get off the freeway. You can't U-turn. Yeah, that's not pleasant. I'm sure it saves lots of lives. People can't cross the lane, but it's really a bummer if there's an accident. So you don't really know how long it'll take you. You could get a flat. Your car could break down. But you know if you stay the course, right? Well, somebody who creates anything stays the course. It's harder for us as humans to stay the course because we look at what is. We look at what is. And our preference for it not being that way. And we forget where we want to go. Yes?
Do you know who wrote When Things Fall Apart?
Pima.
Pima.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The nun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pima
Chodron.
Chodron.
I don't know. I haven't read that one.
Yeah. Buddhist
and
nun.
One of her message, or her practices is, whatever happens, she says, I agree.
Mm.
Sounds like a Buddhist.
Yeah. I don't know if I could say that. Mine looks more like, ugh, let me get this one so I never have to do it again. Thank you. But you know, you just find what works for you and you're always ready to evolve into the next whatever. But you know, now my thing is, oh, I get to see who I am in this. And sometimes it's mortifying for a moment. And then I choose a different frequency and say, cool, I got to clear that out and evolve that through.
Great.
And whenever I have funny things in the body, like unexplained heartburn that goes away when you're in high frequency, my automatic response is, way to go. I don't know what you're healing and clearing and changing and evolving, but you are rocking it. How may I support you?
Great.
Tell me if you need vitamins, more sleep, sunshine, let me know, and I will feed you what you want. Isn't that a nicer perspective?
Wonderful.